Mallow looked up, grim in his turn. Once and for all, Jael, there is no possibility of a popular rebellion. You're sure of yourself? I'm sure of the Selden crisis and the historical validity of their solutions, externally and internally. There are some things I didn't tell Sut right now. He tried to control the Foundation itself by religious forces as he controlled the outer worlds, and he failed. Which is the surest sign that in the Selden scheme, religion is played out. Economic control worked differently. And to paraphrase that famous Salver Hardin quotation of yours, it's a poor atom blaster that won't point both ways. If Corell prospered with our trade, so did we. If Corellian factories fail without our trade, and if the prosperity of the outer worlds vanishes with commercial isolation, so will our factories fail and our prosperity vanish. And there isn't a factory, not a trading center, not a shipping line that isn't under my control. That I couldn't squeeze to nothing if Sut attempts revolutionary propaganda. Where his propaganda succeeds, or even looks as though it might succeed, I will make certain that prosperity dies. Where it fails, prosperity will continue, because my factories will remain fully staffed. So by the same reasoning which makes me sure that the Corellians will revolt in favor of prosperity, I am sure we will not revolt against it. The game will be played out to its end. So then, said Jael, you're establishing a plutocracy. You're making us a land of traders and merchant princes. Then what of the future? Mallow lifted his gloomy face and exclaimed fiercely, "What business of mine is the future? No doubt Selden has foreseen it and prepared against it. There will be other crises in the time to come when money, power has become as dead a force as religion is now. Let my successors solve those new problems, as I have solved the one of today." Corell. And so, after 3 years of a war which was certainly the most unfought war on record, the Republic of Corell surrendered unconditionally, and Hober Mallow took his place next to Harry Selden and Salver Hardin in the hearts of the people of the Foundation. Encyclopedia Galactica. The End. This is Scott Brick. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Foundation by Isaac Asimov. To find out more about the complete Books on Tape catalog of unabridged audiobooks, call our customer service department at the number on this package or visit us online at booksontape.com. Foundation. Copyright 1951-1971 by Isaac Asimov. Published by arrangement with Doubleday and Company, Incorporated. Production copyright 2004, Books on Tape.